little silly, chilling in the North Bay. Hey, welcome. Hour number two of the Lowdown, man. We're going to jump right into this. Jason Ross, Damian Barling. Kyrie wants out. He wants out of Cleveland, allegedly. Reports coming in through Twitter now to really spice up this Friday.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, Cleveland.
Really? You're already doing it? He's not traded yet?
Well, this is bad.
They have no GM.
Okay, did you read me a tweet that said Kyrie doesn't want to play with LeBron? That's part of the reason he wants out?
He no longer wants to play alongside.
Okay, yeah, that's very different than what I just said.
I was trying to make it nice. And that's probably how he'll clean it up. And LeBron is also blindsided and disappointed.
So is our Cleveland insider.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, yeah, our Cleveland insider.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He doesn't appear to be doing well.
Because Kyrie, no matter what you think of the way the team is in LeBron, Kyrie really is the future of Cleveland.
Oh, no question.
So, I mean, there are times we can – let's pretend LeBron's gone after this year. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Kyrie might be gone first.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Should they just do it? Like, just blow it all up?
Well, you can't. You can't trade LeBron. You can't. He has a no-trade clause.
Well, does he want to be – if you're willing to trade Kyrie and move Kevin, like if you're starting some
– But remember, if you trade LeBron, you're sending $30 million back to Cleveland, which means you're losing
Aspiring.
Assets.
I don't know.
Well, you better find some I'm sure someone somewhere has some crappy deals there that they can unload and he can be in on a contending team.
Get Marty, the banana boat going.
Yeah, man. I'm all about that. Marty from Philly wants nothing to do with the banana boat. The little flirting that LeBron is doing with all of the members of
the Sixers.
The young Philadelphia 76ers team has him pretty excited.
Trade him for J.J. Redick because he made 23 in 1 year. That's a huge expiring.
If there was ever a LeBron James player, isn't it J.J. Redick?
To play? Yeah, who cares at that point?
Oh, okay.
You're trying to get money back that's going to expire soon. And then
you could extend J.J. Redick's career by like 5 years.
LeBron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if he goes to Cleveland without LeBron and Kyrie?
J.J. Redick becomes bye-bye. Ray Allen
with
LeBron.
Yes, he does. Oh, my goodness. This is interesting. I mean, what an offseason it's already been with high-profile people have been traded. This one comes out of nowhere to me.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's not traded yet. Doesn't mean he will be, but that he asked for one. And who's he asking? Who's he going to? The guys that are kind of running it, Gilbert?
Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who does he literally talk to say, hey, I want to – is he going to the lady that works up front?
Did he win – secretary?
Yeah, or somebody.
Who's
– a ball boy?
Who's in HR again?
Right. Oh, yeah. Is it Ann and Mary or something? I forgot who our HR was.
We'll have to find out who our HR and accounting people were.
But this is the thing. This isn't just like some flimsy report.
No, this is – no, Bobby Marks also just tweeted, this is huge. Bobby Marks just tweeted, Kyrie Irving is eligible for the designated player veteran extension in the summer of 2018 if he earned all NBA this coming season, which he almost certainly was. That extension would be valued at 5 years, $219 million. He would not be eligible for that same extension if he was traded. The most he could sign for is a 5-year, $188 million deal. So he would be giving up roughly $40 million by asking for a deal. By getting traded this year, he gives up $40 million immediately. And there's no way he signed. There's no way, I don't think, if he gets traded, he signs a 5-year deal.
It depends on if they do this and if where he lands, if they ever do this. I think Kyrie's making a mistake. Why would you leave LeBron? Why would you leave the side? I mean, I get it. You want to be the man. I get that.
That dude's got to be hard to play with.
LeBron?
Yeah.
To some extent, sure, but how much does he cover up a lot of a team's shortcomings?
Kyrie might not be thinking about the team anymore. He might be thinking about him.
But like, if he leaves, you're talking about the money he's missing out on.
That's a lot.
So that's one. A winning situation. I mean, technically, they could trade him to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't have a no-trade clause. If he says, I want to trade, all right, they don't have to put him where he wants to. They've got to get what they want. They could send him to Phoenix. I mean, whatever. They could send him Sacramento. They could send him anywhere. But he's got a good thing. People think he's good. He's an all-star. People don't look at him as... I mean, to me, I feel like the people they've targeted on Cleveland time and time again is Kevin Love. As far as if they come up short, it's Kevin Love's fault. It never seems to be Kyrie Irving's fault. It's big.
Kyrie has a player option. I'm looking at Bobby Marks' report. I want to make sure I get this right because our Cleveland insider, who is heartbroken right now, Texas, we better not trade his ass. We own him for a couple of years. The current contract, Kyrie's owed 18.9, 20.1. He has a player option in 2019-2020. So he's locked up to Cleveland for two more years.
Yeah, and I think there was another report I saw where LeBron had gone to management and said, do whatever you need to do, but we obviously need to keep Kyrie. And then here's Kyrie.
So essentially he went to management and said, trade Kevin Love, I don't care.
Right, whatever you need to do. But we're going forward with myself and Kyrie. And then Kyrie comes in and does that. So that's why you could see why he would be disappointed.
Where do you think Tristan Thompson fits into that equation?
Of what LeBron wants?
Yeah.
Nah, he's expendable.
Remember, that's his guy.
I think he's expendable.
I mean, if they won
a championship again, I think it's a different story, but they didn't.
He's already gotten him his extension.
Mm-hmm.
He's already gotten him his money. So I guess if he's traded at this point, maybe it doesn't matter as much. But that is his guy. Worth putting that out there as well.
Yeah, so if he wants to be the man, right, 1A on whatever team that is, and without knowing the rest of the roster, let's just pretend in your mind, Damian, that he is the best player on said team, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's whatever team. What's that team? What does that look like? Playoff team? Bottom rung playoff team? Mid-level playoff team? Non-playoff team?
What player in the East did we mention yesterday hasn't signed a contract extension yet? There were two of them.
John Wall.
Mm-hmm. Would you call Washington, say, hey, what do you think?
Oh, if you're
Cleveland.
Absolutely.
John Wall to Cleveland, Kyrie to Washington.
Now you're thinking. I like that.
That Washington team, I think, could beat Cleveland.
With Kyrie?
Yes.
But John Wall with the Cavs?
Yes.
Star swap!
This is it! It's happening! Star swap! I love it. Let's do it. Why not? Oh, God, I'm going to quote Bill Simmons. Who says no?
I don't.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one. So John Wall loses. I don't know that he has the designated player extension, but he loses it because he gets traded if he has it. And, again, I'm not positive that John Wall is one of those guys that has it. But it puts him in a position where he doesn't have to sign his contract extension. Him and LeBron come up at the same time.
Yeah.
Boom.
Star swap it is.
For those texting about him landing with the Kings, please stop. Just all of you.
Keep going.
Collectively stop.
Feed the timeline.
Just collectively stop flooding the text line.
I want your ideas.
Stop flooding the text line.
There's got to be one good one. Who are we giving up for?
We got De'Aaron Fox and next year's number one for Kyrie.
Oh, never mind. Stop.
We got...
I'm with you. Stop.
Oh, Amy is in HR.
Amy
is in HR. Thank you.
Gosh, our listeners are better than us.
Yeah, that's Alex, man. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate you. Let's see. Where were the other Kings deals? Yeah, a lot of Kings deals have started. It's just please.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Please, I won't encourage that anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Put an end to that. But
I wonder how much, I mean, obviously this is splash. This has hit us. This is news. This is breaking news. This is what people are saying. Is this a... Oh, yeah. I mean, like, what's the spin on this? Is Kyrie saying no, or I did, but I'm done with that? Or is it no, this is what I want. I want out.
What did Kyrie say the other day? What was the word he used?
We're in a peculiar place.
Was that the word he used?
Yeah. So he knew it himself. But everybody took that as, well, yeah, there's no general manager. We kind of don't know what LeBron's future is.
Maybe Kyrie's thinking, look, man, I'm not doing this with this guy. I'm not playing these games with these guys. If he wants to go play in L.A., if he wants to go play with the Banana Boat Crew, cool.
Then stay.
I'm out.
Unless he doesn't want to be in Cleveland.
Maybe he doesn't want to be around Dan Gilbert when he's trying to rebuild the, you know, after the ashes that LeBron James leaves behind every time he skips town.
Man.
Whether it's Miami or Cleveland.
I mean, could this be an offseason where Jimmy Butler,
Paul George, and Kyrie Irving are
Paul
all
Millsap
traded?
Technically got traded, I guess, but Chris Paul. Man. Lopez was an all-star with Brooklyn. Man.
And the reigning MVP could be traded before the midway point of the season.
In theory, yeah. But Kyrie Irving, man. And then, I mean, now this is where, you know, they're smart. All of them are smart to be quiet right now. But, man, wouldn't you want to Is LeBron going to be doing the dancing video in tights right now or no?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh,
like unfazed?
Subgramming. He's done with subtext. He's subgramming now. In fact, I'm going to go to Instagram right now.
There's no way there's one up.
There's got to be.
Like him just getting my workout in.
See, I told you I don't think
it's a flashback Friday.
I don't think I could play with LeBron. I could play with Kobe. I could play with a dude grabbing me by my jersey, telling me I'm doing something wrong. I don't think I could play with a guy who, when I walk off the court and get in the locker room, there's some like subliminal message about me on his Twitter timeline.
Yeah, I don't like that, but I feel like he does also some of the direct stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know that internally. I mean, I haven't obviously played in his locker room, but I feel like he would say something if he absolutely had to.
Nothing from LeBron.
Not yet. It's breaking news to him, too. Give him time. He's crafting that image that he needs to get out there.
His last two Instagram posts are a fantastic one that he obviously did with some kids in Akron. The one before that is the backdrop of Miami.
Well, it opens the door for Derrick Rose, right?
Oh, dear. Gosh, I forgot about Derrick Rose.
Maybe he just
wanted
more money.
Starting point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, boy.
Derrick Rose.
I mean, today if...
Who's excited about that, huh? Who's ready for Golden State Cleveland 4? Who starts... Okay, how do we get Kyrie to Golden
Warriors.
State?
I was thinking the same thing earlier.
Well, we got Clay.
Off the bench.
Yeah, but he might be.
Of course, yeah.
We move Clay... Move Steph to 2, Kyrie to 1.
Okay. And Clay is on Cav?
Clay and
this
JaVale.
Is a message from
JaVale's not even a Warrior anymore.
Please be advised.
Who did they just
Omri goes back to Cleveland.
Omri goes to Cleveland. There it is.
We've done it.
We've effectively made Golden State unbeatable if they're not already for the next
foreseeable future. Wouldn't you have thought
as soon as possible, we are open until 11 o'clock p.m.
Today,
Central Standard
LeBron,
Time, Monday through Friday, and 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time
Kevin Love,
on Saturday.
Come out and say something right now.
Now,
see if you get a, hey, over here, pay attention to me.
If Kevin Love tweeted like the happy face emoji or something right now.
With the eyes looking. Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm encouraging everybody who is listening to this program, especially if you're at work, to closely monitor the social media accounts of LeBron James. And does Kevin Love even have social media? He does. Monitor them just for the rest of the Kevin Love can't do anything.
Yeah, Cleveland's mad at his social media.
His Banana Republic ads are good.
Yeah, exactly.
He does a hell of a job with his
bananas. But it's not the banana boat.
It's not the banana boat. So LeBron's got a choice to make, Banana Republic or Banana Boat.
Right.
Come on, King. What are we doing? I just can't wait for Derrick Rose to sign somewhere so I can see what suits he's going to wear while he sits on the bench injured. Pau Gasol signed a deal. This doesn't feel like anything now. A 3-year deal. By the way, that'll have him play until he's 46, I think. Pau Gasol signed a 3-year deal to return to San Antonio.
Okay. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, this tweet is a good one from Ramona Shelburne. She said, "Remember when Kobe asked for a trade? That was in May. It never happened. He went to training camp and went to 3 more finals."
Yep.
But are the situations the same? I don't know. It's a star asking for a trade if we just say, yes, that's similar. But the LeBron entity, the Dan Gilbert factor, the no GM, maybe the smartest one in all this is Chauncey. He's like, I'm not going to that train wreck. Get me out of here.
God, Chauncey Billups. Breaking news. Chauncey Billups just got a raise over at ESPN.
Right.
To divulge information just from his meetings. Mike Ryan, let me tell you who Mike Ryan is.
He sounds like a
politician of some sort, but this is a great tweet that I want to read to you. Mike Ryan is the executive producer of the Dan Le Batard Show.
Okay.
He wrote, "Kind of feels like everyone knows LeBron's leaving and no one wants to get stuck with their eggplant emoji in their hand."
We know about that emoji.
Oh, Twitter is a fantastic place.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How long until we get McCollum and Lillard tweeting pictures of Kyrie in a Portland jersey?
Okay, we're going to extend our social media monitoring system to Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum as well. A couple of tweets that have come through here at Jason Ross 1140 or at Damian Barling. Warriors legit destroyed the Cavs like Draymond said they would. That's no lie. We said this a couple of days. We said this the day of the parade when LeBron shaved his head and was doing all that dancing. that I think Golden State actually broke Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Everything to this point absolutely appears that they have broken the Cleveland Cavaliers. Another one here, Vlade Divac should be on hold with Dan Gilbert, right? That's sent to me, you, and Bobby Gerald. Yeah, every general manager in the entire league should be calling Dan Gilbert right now,
mm-hmm.
or whoever's in charge of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball operations. I have to imagine Scott Perry's on line one.
Sure.
Vlade's on line two.
Everybody should be. Got to explore.
Greg Popovich is on line three. R.C. Buford, the whole Spurs contingent is calling.
Yeah, this is supposed to be slow. They're on vacation.
Ted Leonsis is calling. Yeah. I have to imagine it's quite busy at Cleveland Cavaliers headquarters or just someone's personal cell phone.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's going down in Cleveland right now.
Man, Cleveland sports talk's got to be a mess right now.
Have a group meeting at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something. Holy smokes. Well, there were a lot of things I didn't think we'd be talking about today.
That's one for sure.
This is right at the top of the list.
Wow.
You guys got it all wrong. A blockbuster six-team deal for Kyrie Irving where the Kings...
Oh, you read the whole thing.
The Kings would wind up with Rudy Gay and John Solomons.
And I'm the only one celebrating. Rudy's back!
John Solomons is a Sacramento King for the 47th time.
Okay, I wouldn't like that part, but Rudy back, I would.
Oh, man.
Good text right
there. You guys
there.
Are ruthless.
That's awesome. I like that text.
I want to give that person a prize. We got some tickets. Can we give him these tickets?
Yes.
The Toyota NHRA Sonoma Nationals at Sonoma Raceway. That text message, we're going to text you back right now. You can get those tickets because that legit made me laugh just thinking about a deal that would somehow get John Solomons
John
and Rudy Gay
Solomons.
Back to the Sacramento Kings.
Throw in Jimmer and we've got the trifecta.
And somehow we still lost De'Aaron Fox.
I know. Right? But everybody's okay with it because Solomons is back. Oh, my gosh. No part of Kyrie, though, right? He's not here.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Lowdown.
They're in the wrong part of the 16 trade.
Right.
Wait, why are the Kings involved? I don't know. They just wanted Salmons back.
Everyone wanted to see just how much Scott Perry was in charge. Well, that deal right there solidified
it. We knew
it. We just wanted to see if we could get away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Shame
on you for even mentioning that.
Yeah.
I wish there was some way we could store names on this thing so I knew everybody who was texting us. You guys don't know this, but when you text, all we see is your area code and the first three digits of your phone number. And some of them I memorized.
Yeah.
You know, Brian texts so much, I know when he pops up. But there's just some here. Does Kyrie still think the earth is flat?
Ooh.
He might think. I don't know if Kyrie thinks the earth is flat, but he may want to think about the color of the grass on the other side, man.
Yeah. Well, how about this from Woj? Sources in the Kyrie Irving meeting with Cavs, one of the primary teams raised as a preferred trade destination for him, the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. You know, that's come through here on the text line a whole bunch of times that would be a tremendous fit here. Top text also reads, Spurs broke the Heat, Warriors broke the Cavs. Man, that's 100% accurate. Golden State broke the NBA in general. That may very well may be true also. Wow.
Well, I guess Zilgit got to LeBron in some way or some source. Jeff Zilgit, LeBron James focused on training for next season and winning with whoever is on the roster. That's what he's told.
I feel like LeBron, with all the videos, and I keep refreshing his Instagram page.
It's coming.
I'm dying for him to post something. I feel like LeBron is out, and he doesn't – like, he lost the NBA Finals in – you know, the day of the parade, he's shaving his head, he's dancing, he's doing that. Look, and I'm not saying the guy's got to mourn forever. I'm not saying any of that.
No, he handled it very well.
I just normally we don't really see that from LeBron like right after the finals.
Yeah.
Maybe like mid-July or late June or something, but it feels like he's I think we talked about this during the finals. Correct me if I'm wrong. LeBron's press conferences, they felt very like accepting,
yes.
Very almost reflective.
Right. When it was 1-0, 2-0,
3-0,
3-1, like all of it.
It was reflective on the season. It was there was no sense of panic. There was no sense of motivation's not the right word, so I'm sorry. There's no sense of I'm going to rally this team.
Right.
I think we said the same thing after these are things that you would expect to hear from him after it was over.
Right.
But he was saying them during. It feels like he is just, LeBron is just acceptant of the fact he's out.
Yeah.
He did what he came to do. He came, went to the finals three times, at least to this point, could be four by the end of the next year, who knows, and he's won an NBA championship for the city of Cleveland. He's won a championship for Cleveland, and now he can roll.
Yeah.
Now he can cut.
Yeah, I think I remember the day very well where a lot of stuff, I think it might have been when it was 3-0 and Durant hit the big shot in game three and people talked about him joining, you know, the super team angle and what he did. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh boy, here's a chance for LeBron to take a shot at him. And he's like, no, if I'm ever an owner, I'm getting all the best players I can. And it was like, wow, that was a very clear-minded, level-headed, different perspective than maybe you thought he might throw out there. While the finals are still going, while they technically still could have come back and won the next four, he just had the term I think Sam Amick gave it to us a couple times, he's just really comfortable right now in his own skin. And I think that's a good way to look at it.
NBA Twitter is so lit right now.
It's on fire, isn't it?
Oh, this is the best. I think Sam's on vacation. I swear I just saw a picture of him.
He needs to be.
Yeah, I guess good for him. Because I was sure we're going to call him.
Yeah. Like, hey, come on now.
But I'm pretty confident I saw a picture of him with, like, the ocean and the palm tree behind him. So I don't want to bother
him. Not for long.
Yeah. Hey, Sam?
Yeah.
You know how you're on vacation?
We're going to need you to come back.
We're going to need you here, buddy.
And you're flying to Cleveland.
Poor San Antonio and Pau Gasol. They were like, yeah, let's put this story out there. Get us a little bit of love and attention.
Throw it out there about 1 o'clock on a, or, you know, 3 o'clock our time.
Just
that'd be
good enough for some attention,
some
but nothing
East
crazy.
East Coast, West Coast, just a little slice. Wait, what just happened? And we're the team now linked? Oh, Pau, by the way, we're trading you.
Right.
We just signed you and we're moving you.
You're going to Cleveland.
Perfect salary for us to fit in this trade.
Oh, Chris just posted a great tweet that we have to get back out there. NBA Twitter is fantastic. There are just some days where Twitter is a wonderful, wonderful place to be, and today is it.
I see the one he did.
Kyrie in San Antonio. Compare him to Houston.
Better.
Golden State.
Don't think so, but I want to see what that looks like. And it depends what's going back in return if that happens, right? What do they have to give up? Still have an excellent coach.
What do they have? Like, off the top of your head right now, what salary? Because Kyrie's good, I think, 19? Kyrie's good for 19. So we got to send something back.
Well, 12 and a half is Patty Mills.
Well, what did Pau just sign for? Do we really have to send Pau Gasol to Cleveland to get this done?
Well, you'd need the point guard,
right? You probably should have signed Jonathan Simmons. Now you could have traded him.
Yeah. Well, your point guard is Derrick Rose, right? Is that what they're going to end up with in San Antonio, in Cleveland? Trade for Patty Mills, so you have two.
Yeah.
I don't like the trade.
Does that free up money? Like, how much money can they free up? Because aren't they just going to be outbid? Aren't they just going to be outbid by the Lakers for Derrick Rose? Who was a third team? Oh, the Bulls. It was the Bulls. Yeah. I don't even know that he's meeting with the Bulls. But I know he met with...
The Bulls
with,
just wanted them to be mentioned.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because the Bulls have not had a good offseason.
No, they have not.
We're going to come back to the trade, to Kyrie, to all of that stuff.
I'll find a trade for you.
We're going to work it out. We're going to take all of your trade scenarios, too, because this Friday just got a whole lot more fun.
Including the Kings?
No, please. Unless somehow Rudy Gay could wind up in Cleveland.
Ooh, okay.
Three-team trade?
Yes.
Back to Sacramento.
We did it.
We're back with more of the Lowdown next. There are some days, man, where it feels like we're stealing money. And today is one of those
Cha-ching.
Days. This job can be so much fun. And when you get the most out-of-nowhere story fall into your lap in the middle of a 1 o'clock hour, there's absolutely nothing better. Chris just told me about a phone call.
Oh, that's
that
so good. So good.
Guy called Chris and said, wait, did you say Kyrie Irving was traded? He goes, no. He wants to be traded.
Demanding a trade.
What? Well, why? He doesn't want to play with LeBron James anymore. What?
Breaking the news one piece by piece to him.
Right. meant to mention this a while ago. Looks like most of the round, looks like the entire round is wrapped up. Jordan Spieth still leading.
Yeah.
6 under. Your boy, Kuchar's right behind.
Mm-hmm.
Ian
America.
Poulter moved up the list. Him and Brooks Koepka are tied at 3 under.
Okay.
So there's
three
your leaderboard.
Americans up there.
There's your leaderboard.
The
yeah, right there for the Open Championship.
What was the Kyrie money, by the way, you were telling me? Because I'm working out deals here.
Okay.
23, you said?
We had, no. I think we had, Bobby Marks had it reported, was it 19 this year? 20 and then 23 was the player option.
So basically 19 is what I'm dealing with, or 20-ish?
Yep.
Okay.
And the player option was for around 23. Let's see. You had the preferred destinations. Chris Haynes reported this just a few minutes ago. Cavs were given four preferred landing spots: New York, Miami, San Antonio, and Minnesota. New York, huh?
Hmm. Send him there.
I would like to ask him why.
Send him there. Except for what are you getting back?
Oh. Excuse, wait a minute.
I know a guy that might come back and return.
I can figure out a way to make this work.
Banana boat.
Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Kevin Love. Boom. They win the East.
It's a good team. Yeah. Yeah.
Kristaps Porzingis and Kyrie Irving. I don't know what else you got there. It'd be a big splash for Scott Perry.
Yeah. Finish 10th.
And you get Kyrie. Did you say finish 10th?
Yes.
You get Kyrie for in the East?
I don't know. They're not very good.
You get Kyrie for two seasons. He's got a player option worth big money that year. You have the ability to sign him to get him that fifth year. He loses the designated player extension, but you can still get that 5 years, 188 out of him.
Then next year's All-Star Game gimmick, you know what it is? It's 2-on-2, East versus West. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant versus LeBron and Kyrie.
Oh, that would be awesome. The ratings for that would be through the roof.
Yeah.
The ratings for that would be absolutely
through the
roof.
Pass me the ball. No.
Right.
I'm open. No. I got this.
I would just love to hear Marv Albuquerque. What is this offense called? It's called the FU offense. Yeah. That's what exactly. They're running a special two-man FU offense.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of it here over right. the course of this weekend. So if you're just tuning in, Kyrie Irving apparently wants out. He wants to be traded from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He gave Cleveland and whoever is running their front office four preferred destinations: the New York Knicks, the Miami Heat, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The reason that we're being told is he told the front office he no longer wants to play alongside LeBron James. As we noted with Chauncey Billups, it appears to be the case here. I think the consensus is LeBron is out, and no one wants to feel the wrath of post-Cleveland LeBron James.
But you do have LeBron now. He's not out yet. So you've got a year at a guy who's still playing at an MVP level.
Yep.
You better maximize your final year if that is a final year.
And you're probably not going to win a championship.
Probably not, but you're closer to that than not. I mean, if you do some magical things, maybe you can have it happen. But and you don't have to trade Kyrie either.
No, you don't. You're right. You absolutely don't. It creates a chilly environment.
Sure.
Especially if Cleveland – I mean, if Kyrie tells – Dan Gilbert, I hate your guts. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
That's one thing. If Kyrie says, I don't know, my wife wants to live in Texas, you can deal with that.
Right.
You said the one thing that can almost assure you not being able to properly open the season. I can't play with that guy who wears 23.
Right.
I can't play with that guy that you have the 100-foot banner on the outside of this building. I can't play with him. And he's leaving. I don't want to be around here for that.
And
get
so
me out of here.
Yeah. And if you show up next, well, it's in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Opening of training camp.
How's that work?
How was your summer? It's fine. How was yours? It's fine.
Cool.
All right. See you out there.
See ya.
See you at picture day.
Right.
Yeah. Awkward.
And then, of course, what's LeBron do? He posts pictures.
Yeah.
Where's Kyrie? Where's Kyrie in the picture? Where's the chemistry? Yeah. Don't try to fit out.
All of a sudden, Kevin Love's around his
arm. Oh, yeah. They're hugging.
K-Love.
They're hugging each other like they just won the championship.
We're besties.
Oh, man. Oh, crap. This Twitter thing of LeBron James running across the beach got my attention. I have no clue what I was going to say.
Oh, that's him getting out of Cleveland?
I don't remember
that commercial. What is that from?
I have no clue what this is from, but it made me laugh. It's let's retweet. so everybody can take part in this laughter. I'm sorry. I'm going back to the text line and not looking at the so unprofessional. I'm looking at Twitter and it's legit making me laugh and I'm trying to formulate points and I can't because so many funny things are happening right now.
Yeah.
But we mentioned, you know, you mentioned you have LeBron for one more year. Cleveland still rules the East. We'll talk about some of the potential starting lineups across the NBA. Now, granted, this could be adjusted a little bit, but we'll talk about that at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Bleacher Report put out their projected starting lineups. They ranked them. There's two teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that went into their top 10. One of them is one of the teams that Kyrie Irving wants to play for.
Yep.
We'll also let you know where the Kings and their projected starting lineup. It's an interesting starting lineup that Bleacher Report put together. We'll let you know who they have there in the starting five and where they rank them. And just to tie everything together, we have a Ray Allen story at 2:30, which it seems so fitting now as we're sitting here talking about Kyrie Irving. But you mentioned, Jason, you have LeBron James this year. No matter what you think he's going to do next year, you probably still run the East. You probably still win the East. But I think Kyrie looks at it, and perhaps LeBron looks at it as well. Perhaps Chauncey Billups looked at it this way also and thought, we've done nothing since the draft, since free agency. We've done nothing.
Right.
We're not going to beat. That team got better.
Yes.
The Warriors got better.
Yes, they did.
They didn't lose a single thing of value. And they brought in a couple of guys that are going to help them.
And they might just be better anyway. Like already.
Sure, a year under the
just
belt.
Just another year. None of those guys are, you know, we're waiting for LeBron to start the slide. Nobody on the Warriors is at that point, like of their core players. They're arrived at their prime, in their prime, not on the, you know, going on the downhill slide yet by any means. So I got my trade offers.
Okay, let's do
ready?
It.
I'm trying for a GM. New York, you mentioned the one. So if they're trying to send him to New York, one of his preferred destinations, I think it's a one for one.
I think that works. Yeah, that works across the
it's
board.
It's just Carmelo. You can still sign
Easy.
Rose on your own. So
yeah,
there you go.
It works.
You added Melo. I don't know if you're any better. You're different. You're definitely worse at point guard with Rose. But anyway, you're still talking about signing Rose. San Antonio, I think you need a point guard back. You just signed Patty Mills. I put Patty Mills and Rudy Gay for Kyrie.
Okay. What did Rudy sign for?
About eight.
Seven, eight. Okay.
Yeah. So
and Patty,
19.
You said 12?
Yeah.
Yep, that works.
There
yep.
you go. So those two roughly for Kyrie Irving. Minnesota's interesting. What I did there was I put Jamal Crawford, who they just signed, who the Cavs were interested in, and Wiggins.
Oh.
Their original pick.
Wow.
You want Kyrie? I mean,
if I'm Cleveland, I'm okay with that. If I'm Minnesota, I don't know.
You just
you
signed
can't do
Teague.
That.
Yeah,
you can't
not.
Do
Maybe
that.
Maybe you don't do it, but you're trading.
Give me someone
a big
else.
Deal.
We're negotiating. I'm Minnesota.
Someone else on Minnesota.
Yeah, we're negotiating, and I'm Minnesota. Give me a different proposal because I can't send you Andrew Wiggins.
Well, then you have to give me Teague, which is fine.
I'll give you Teague,
Crawford, and maybe something else. Can I get three things? Can I get Teague, Crawford, and a pick?
I'll give you Teague and a pick.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Are you walking away from the deal?
I'm the imaginary GM at Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm calling.
The great and powerful Cav.
Yeah, I'm calling Pat Riley. Say, what's up, Pat?
No, don't call Pat.
I'm done with you.
What if I give you Teague and my first-round pick for the next 2 years?
And you're Minnesota?
And I'm Minnesota. I'll give you Teague, my first-round pick for the next two
What's
years.
What's that, Amy?
You let me keep.
Who's online, too? Oh, yeah, put him through. It's Pat Riley. I've got to take this call. I'll get back to you.
Who are you going to take from Pat Riley, Mr. Great and Powerful Cav?
I need another point guard back. So I'm going Dragic, and
That's not better than what I'm offering
Justice
you.
Winslow and
that's not better
the corpse
than
of Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh was waived. You can't have Chris Bosh.
Can I have him for free?
You can have him for free.
He wants to be
back. If your doctor will clear him.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
You'd say no to my Teague in two picks?
I called you with
Andrew. You can't have Andrew Wiggins. You can't have Wiggins.
You can't have Kyrie Irving. I'm giving you an all-star. What is your
guy? I'm giving you your future with that. You can't take my future from me.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm back to the future. I drafted him before. I want him back again.
It's a scientific fact that Andrew Wiggins and Kevin Love can't play on the same team together.
Oh, you're
Science. It's science. Right. Work on that. You got a whole commercial break to work on it. We'll come back with more of the lowdown next. This Flashback Friday is rolling along, man. We are having a good time with our various trades. Did you think about my deal here? Kyrie's picked three teams. By the way, as Bobby Marks pointed out on Twitter, Bobby Marks, a frequent guest of the Locked On Kings podcast and a frequent guest here on the lowdown. He's a cap expert for, is it still called The Vertical? Or is it just ESPN now?
I think he's just with ESPN.
So it's just ESPN now. He noted it's great that Kyrie gave Cleveland a list of teams, which is Miami, San Antonio, New York, and Minnesota. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. And right. he has another year on his deal, in addition to the year coming up. So he'll go wherever Dan Gilbert decides
to. The preferred teams is something we would react to,
yeah.
But it's irrelevant, really.
And where do you and what did you say about Dan Gilbert a second ago?
Oh, I said if he had a sense of humor, anybody in charge, they shade him to the Lakers. So, like, LeBron's like, wait,
what?
Yeah.
No.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
That's so good. This is so fun. I love this. He'd be like, screw you, I'm going to go to Houston now.
Yeah.
My whole crew's almost there already. Right. Get James Harden out of there.
Right. We'll be You're fine. In the way.
Let's get James Harden out there, the whole banana boat crew. Let's get him there. Let's see. Kyrie. Nick's very interesting. Kyrie is from the area, so I guess that's the tie-in to the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis was already dangled. And the Knicks could still do this is interesting. I didn't know this. The Knicks can still do a sign-and-trade with Derrick Rose.
Okay.
So you could do a sign and trade as part of the Kyrie Irving deal. You could
sign
could sign Derrick Rose to a $19 million deal and send him off to Cleveland.
No. If Cleveland does that, then LeBron should just quit.
You can't trade Kristaps Porzingis.
Not if you
Scott
Perry won't do that.
Scott, I love you. Yeah. You can't do it. Don't dangle him. That has to be the previous administration that dangled Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
That has to be the Phil Jackson texting from the bus. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. If you're going to do it, if New York is going to do it, trade his BFF. Send Melo out to Cleveland. He's on the other side of the hill. Send him to Cleveland. Let them play together for a year, and then they can decide where they're all going to converge next year.
Yeah.
And probably lose to the Warriors anyways.
Right.
But San Antonio sure is interesting. That makes me look at the potential Western Conference Finals matchup a whole lot closer. Though I'm still intrigued by what the Spurs versus the Golden State Warriors would look like, barring a Kawhi Leonard injury.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look long and hard at San Antonio against, you know, if LaMarcus. I don't know what it is with LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't know what's going on there. But if Pop just goes to him and says, hey, I need you to be the guy. It's you and Kawhi as 1 and 1A. We got right here, so we got Kyrie here, so we're 1A, 1B, and 1C. You're the big three here. We got Pau Gasol in addition. We got Patty Mills here. We have a team that could win a championship, but I need you to fully buy into what we're doing. And I don't know if it's LaMarcus not buying in, or if it's the Spurs not buying into LaMarcus. I don't know what it is, but something there appears to in need of fixing. You fix that and bring Kyrie in. It's the only team I can think of off the top of my head that I don't even think off the top of my head. I think we can examine every roster out there.
Right.
I don't think
it's enough.
I think they can compete it's the only team with a roster that I think can compete with Golden State. And a lot of that has to do with Pop. Because we've seen Pop do some incredible things before against some incredible rosters. I think that team could do it.
Yeah.
And Tony Parker would still be there. Manu Ginobili would still be there. Those core guys that you like having around would still be there.
The hardest part about all this is now we've seen it, right? We know it. We hear it. We're having fun with it. Like you said, Twitter is awesome on this. They're going nuts on it. They're still in a spot. They don't have to trade him. But how do you reconcile that? And other people have had to go through this where someone's demanded a trade, and we referenced Kobe earlier.
Yeah.
Wanted out, stayed in L.A. They went to the finals three different times since then. But this is more of a target at your best player, your franchise player as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know I don't know what their relationship was like. I didn't hear of any real bumps in the road besides maybe LeBron can be tough to play with. But I felt like there was.
No, you were right. You were going to say play for. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
But I feel like there was a genuine appreciation. Even what LeBron said earlier apparently was, do whatever you have to do, but don't get rid of Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
So he acknowledges his gifts too. But how do you solve that if you don't trade him? And that's what Kyrie's put them in that tricky spot, put LeBron in a weird spot, put the organization in a weird spot. And the list of teams to me would be irrelevant. I mean, great. That's where you want to go, sure. But we have no obligation if, like I said earlier, if Orlando gives them the best deal, trade them to the Magic. It doesn't matter where you don't have to do them any favors.
Bobby Marks is not only listening to this program, he's listening. He's listening to us during the commercial breaks. Jason and I were just having a conversation on the exact date that free agents could be traded. We were joking around with potential deals. Bobby Marks just tweeted, free agents signed this summer cannot be traded until December 15th or January 15th. Rookies, first and second round, can be traded 30 days from the day that they are signed. So that eliminates some of the some of our fun little trade scenarios that we had there. Rudy Gay, he's untouchable.
Right.
He's untouchable right now until December. Can you let the season start without trading Kyrie Irving?
Based on everything
we just talked about with what he allegedly saying he didn't want to play with LeBron, can you let the season start with that nugget just floating out there?
They really have to do this the right way to me. They got to get a GM now. Now. Someone that has a plan for the immediate part of their future and the future. And that's LeBron. That's Kyrie. That's how they're going to handle this. They need someone. I know they've got people there. It's not like there's an empty front office. But they need to have someone that has been named in charge so that people know who they're calling, what they're doing. They've got to get that in there ASAP. And then work from there and talk to all the parties involved. How serious is this? What can we do? Are you at the point of no return? All right, he is. Let's move him. But they got to get someone in there to call the shots.
Michael Lee just tweeted out, friendly reminder, the Cavs still haven't hired a GM.
Exactly.
Jason just said there. They got nothing. David West is tweeting also. He wrote, nope, try again, with a laughing emoji. The Warriors have to find this all humorous.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They have to find this all very, very funny that teams are just falling all over themselves, especially a team that they've played in the NBA Finals 3 years in a row. Bleacher Report put out a ranking projecting the starting five for teams in the upcoming season and kind of put them in an order there. What non-playoff teams do they like, and where do the Kings rank? Again, this is all contingent on Kyrie Irving playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, which appears might not happen, but we'll dig into that at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Our third and final hour coming up here on The Lowdown.